Okay, have your Bible. Let's do the work. Let's do the work. Say with me, do the work. Right, hold your Bible. Let's do our Sunday confession. Hold your Bible. Say with me, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can.
Every promise in this book is mine.
Every
verse,
every verse,
every chapter,
every chapter,
one word from God,
can change my life forever.
My mind is alert.
My heart is ready.
Everything I learn,
I'll apply.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Beautiful. Surviving December. This morning we are continuing on the series that our pastor has already started, the series of Surviving December. Say with me, Surviving December.
Surviving December.
And we'll be looking at the three keys to surviving December. That's the word for today. Three keys to surviving December. Three keys to surviving December. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bible with me, please, in the Life Bible Church, we read the Bible. Please turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. We are reading the NIV version this morning. And the Bible says, please, let's read it together, 1, 2, 3. But mark this. Hold it right there. You see, this is something that God is saying to us. Mark this. In other words, be careful of this. In other words, note this. In other words, point out this. In other words, highlight this. In other words, look out for this. In other words, be careful for this. In other words, watch out for this. So this is what the scripture is saying. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. And our pastor has taught us that, you know, and really, we you know, I he'll be here. Amen. He'll be here in no time. But our pastor has taught us that, you know, the beginning of the year, and right now where we are, can be likened to the last days of December. How many days are left? Alex, how many days do we have left now before we cross over? We have 16 days left to cross over to 2020. So the scripture is saying, mark this. In the last 16 days, terrible times will come. So the Bible says, mark this. In the last 16 days that are left, many things can happen. I mean, it takes a day for things to change. Sometimes it takes a minute for things to change. So the scripture is saying to you and I this morning, mark this, note it. Don't be unaware of it. That's what the Bible is trying to tell us there. Don't be unaware of it. Note it. Know that this will happen in the last days. And for us, we are so precise. We know in the last 16 days, I tell you something. In this last 16 days, you shall survive in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, give me a louder amen.
Amen.
So terrible times, terrible things will happen in the last days. Verse 2. These are some of the things that the Bible is stating to us. It says people will be lovers of themselves. And our pastor dealt robustly with this point. How many of you remember this point? People lovers of themselves. Be careful of people who take too much selfies. Lovers of themselves. Number 2, lovers of money. And our pastor gave us 4 things that money can do. How many of you remember the 4 things that money can do? Number 1, money can be your what? Your defender, right? Or your defense. Number 2, money can be what? Your answer, right? To all the problems. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says that money answers all things. And number 3, the money can do what? Money can be your master controlling you. Number 4, money can do what? Money can be your lover. And we realize that when money becomes your lover, that's where problems begin. When money is now your lover, like you're in the last 16 days, mark this. People will be lovers of money. But there are survivors today in the Life Bible Church. I said there are survivors today in the Life Bible Church. Shout with me, I'm a survivor. And the Bible says they'll be boastful, they'll be proud, they'll be abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. I love that the act that they were doing here was resembling that one of disobedience to the parents. And it continues to say, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control. And we learned a new word right there. How many of you remember the new ideology? Remember that new ideology? What is the ideology again? The tourism. You still remember the tourism? Yes. It says that in the last days, in the last 16 days, people will be without the tuare. Aish. The other one says they'll be brutal. Not lovers of the good. Hate evil. The next verse. Treacherous, rash. And our pastor taught us that every accident we're experiencing today is because of that one there, where people are just rushing, conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And indeed, this is true. Verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. In other words, they look like Christians, but they are not. In other words, they have the image of Christ, but they don't have the power of Christ. In other words, they carry the cross. They have the cross. There's another one called Rosary. We thank God for Rosary, please. But you see somebody sinning with Rosary. So it says that they keep the form of God, but denying its power. In the last 16 days. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if we are to survive, ladies and gentlemen, it means that this is a war. If we are to survive, church, it means that there is an enemy. If we are to survive, it means that there is something we are fighting. There is something that is standing before us. There is something that is standing before your Christianity. You must remember that the devil doesn't like it when you just love God, go to church. And No. He doesn't like that thing. What is that? He doesn't want that at all. He wants you to remain in a certain way. So there's an enemy if we have to survive. There's a battlefield if we have to survive. And you and I are in that battlefield, especially in these last 16 days. Because some of us got paid yesterday. Hallelujah. And some of us are getting paid on the 20th. Hallelujah. And some of us are getting paid on the 21st. Hallelujah. And somebody's getting paid again tomorrow. And bonus and all those other things. But if we have to survive, why are we saying survive in December? Survive in December, this means that if we are to survive, it means we have an enemy. It means that if we are to survive, it means that we are in a battlefield or in a fight. There's a fight that is going on. There's a fight that is going on. That's why the soldiers that lose too quick are slow as soldiers that sleep during the fight. The soldiers that lose the battle are slow as soldiers that are never ready for the fight. The Christians that are normally beaten in December are Christians that are never ready. That's why I love our pastor so much, that he hears from God. He says, this is the time of the war. Like right now, it's World War IV. That's what is going on right now for your Christianity. It's Russia versus Germany. And Hitler is dealing with the Russians. But for your case, there's an enemy. It's you versus that enemy. And I want us to discover that enemy. Why should we discover that enemy? You see, in war, you know, my pastor likes war, so because he likes war, I also like war. So I've been checking out a few things in war. And there's a book that I read, which I don't recommend to anyone to read. The title of that book was The Art of War. But there's a few principles that I learned from there that can be likened to the scriptures. In that book, The Art of War, there's one principle or two principles that when you, as a general, are going for war, this is a principle that you must bear in mind. This is a principle that you must follow. Meaning that if you don't follow this principle, the principle says, know your enemy, know yourself, and in the 100 battles, you will never be defeated. These ones, they didn't get it. Let me try this one. The principle says, know your enemy, know yourself, and in the 100 battles, you will never be defeated. In other words, when you know yourself, that as for me like this, when times are like this, and I see I'm still passing by, I become something else. So know yourself. Knowing yourself does not only mean know your strength. It also means know your weaknesses. Know things that challenge you. No places that you know, this place is very challenging for me. Know yourself and know your enemy. And in 100 battles, the battle of 16 days, that one will be, 100 battles, you will never be defeated. You will never be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will never be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm taking you somewhere. Bear with me. Now, what is our enemy? Or who is our enemy? What is the enemy? Or who is the enemy? As for ourselves, we know. As for ourselves, we have been revealed to ourselves that we, in this time, terrible times will come. Lovers of pleasure. We know ourselves that we are from Egypt. We know ourselves how wild we used to be before we received Jesus Christ, BC, before Christ. You remember? Remember how wild we used to be. We know ourselves. We know. But we also know that we are also strong, because the Bible says that greater is he that is in me than the one that is in this world. But who is the enemy? Who really am I fighting with? Who is this enemy? And what are his characteristics? What defines him? Who is he? What exactly am I fighting in this December? What exactly is standing on my way this December? Why is this church telling me that I must survive December? Survive from who? Why? From who? Who is my enemy? Ladies and gentlemen, your enemy is the world. I call it what? The world. W-O-R-L-D. That's your prime enemy. In fact, this enemy is your enemy not only in December even. The enemy called the world. The world is an enemy. Let's look at the Bible quickly. John 16, verse 33. The Bible says in John 16, look at it quickly. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you have peace. This is the line. Look at it. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So this is to say, Jesus Christ was fighting against an enemy called the world. Remember what happened to Jesus Christ when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights? How many of you still remember that account of Jesus? That Satan, he went to Jesus and he started tempting him with the world. He took him to the peak of the mountain. He says, if you obey me, I will give you this world. He says, throw yourself, I will give you this world. I'll give you money. I'll give you a husband. Just bow to me. Become Illuminati. I'll give you Mercedes Benz, C something, and A something, and Bugatti, and Ferrari. I'll give them all to you. I'll make you famous. You'll be known. You'll be Miss World. Hey. I don't know who determines these terms, but I wish I can call the person who determined this term of Miss World and ask them to read the Bible properly. Because the Bible says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Because those who love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Hey. Maybe they must call it Miss Kingdom. How about that? Miss Kingdom. Say, love not the world. So but Jesus says that, take heart, I have overcome the world. If you overcame, it means there was a battle. If you overcame, it means there was a war. If you overcame, it means something was going on. There was a fight. And in these 16 days, I tell you something, the devil will fight. But today we are learning 3 keys to survive. In this December, the devil will want to destroy you. And what is the plan? The plan is simple. 3 things: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. There are 2 ways of living our lives. The first way is that you live your life creating the future. Creating the future. The other way is you live your life correcting the past. There are people that live their lives creating, and there are people who live their life correcting. But how do I find myself in the place where I live my life correcting? It's because at the point of my life, I allowed the enemy to enter, the world to enter, and begin to mess around and mess up my life. Therefore, I live a life of correcting. 6 abortions there, 7 children that side. All your life is just correcting, not creating. That shall not be the story of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Am am I communicating here? So who is the enemy? The enemy is the world. You are fighting with the world. You are fighting with the world. Your greatest battle here is that, especially during these last days, you are fighting the world right now. I mean, how many accidents have you witnessed so far? How many accidents do we keep witnessing so far? Just this morning, I was behind an ambulance running to the hospital. You know, the Holy Spirit felt me. I started praying. I said, Lord, please, whatever is going on right there, please, mercy, have mercy, grace and upon grace. Just now, you see people driving wild. How many parties are happening in December? What about the closing party? So for us, we are working. There are always closing parties there in our work. Yeah. I didn't want to attend mine. They forced me. A principal says, you must be there. I say, yes, sir. Oh, no. I'll be there. Oh, as for young people, that's another story. Because during this season, we are available and free. And let me tell you something. One of the curses of being young is the curse of, I have time. The curse of, I'll do it tomorrow. I still have time. I'm still young. That's one of them. Another one is, I don't know. The case of, I told you about the I don't know syndrome. I don't know. So why is this happening in your life? I don't know. Another one is, no, I have time. I'm still 20. Look, there are people, you soon in our generation, there will be people who are 20 and they are presidents. You see, we're using a Dell laptop there. The Dell, the owner of that thing is, I think it was 21, 20. This is your Facebook. You see your Facebook? The owner is 1993. He's a billionaire already. The owner of that Facebook thing. He has taken over WhatsApp. You see WhatsApp down there. Look at down there. You see Facebook is also appearing there. You say I'm young. Go to some parts of Africa. You see small boys like this carrying big machines. Huh? Big machines shoot serious walls of life. Serious walls of life. A small boy like this carrying a big machine and shooting and angry and rugged and militant, young, militant. And we hear you saying, I'm still, who's that? I think they went out. Now, what are the forces in this world that we are going to face? I'm sure we know that our enemy is the world. Now, these are the three worldly forces that you are going to face in December. Or let me say in this last 16 days. Or let me say in your challenge. Let me say as a Christian, you are being challenged. These are some three, you know, worldly forces that, you know, they are so big. If we have to talk about each and every one of them, we can take maybe 4 or 5 months going up over one. But we're just going to sum them up for now, but as the Lord wills. Number one is wild people. Say with me, wild people. Wild people. Wild people. I tell you, there are some people who are wilder. Hey. There are some sisters that are very wild. And if you are here, let me try this practically. If you are here and you have an unbeliever friend in this December, be careful. Your friend is unbeliever. They drink and they understand that you are a Christian. Okay, we're not sure you are a Christian, but for me, you know I drink, right? So just for accommodation. Aish. Wild people. What type of people are these? These are people that love themselves. They are very selfish people. People that are into themselves, they want joy, they want to be happy, they want to be excited about life. Everything must revolve around them. It must be me. Wild people. Wild friends. Friends that are very wild. They do things that even their parents don't even know what is that thing. Like a 10-year-old who stood up to your parents and the parent was trying to advise, says, Mommy, you think I don't know things. I know things. Eh? I said, why? 10 years old, they said, I know things. Wild people. Lovers of themselves. Boastful. Love proud. Abusive. Disobedient to their parents. Wild people. And these wild people are worldly people. These are devilish people. These are demonic people. People that are demon possessed. You will encounter them this last 16 days left. You meet them. And when you meet them, I want you to remember this preaching. Yes. You found out you are actually sitting next to one. Hey, fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 please. Fire. Fire, fire. Check your neighbor properly and assess. Use your assessment criterion standard to check and assess. Please don't. And if you are not comfortable, you can begin to make your way out. I'm kidding. Am I communicating? Forces. Force number one is wild people. I had a wild friend. I had a wild friend. That my friend was wild. Wilder than wild. A type of guy that, you know, some things we can't say on the mic. Yeah, Holy Spirit, which one? Okay, this one. Yeah, I'll use this one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's my friend. The way the guy was wild, he just got me to smoke like this. Yeah, without saying much. He just gives you the look. You know these wild people, they just give you the look. They don't say much, they just give you the look. The next thing you're in. It's like this person knows you. You know, it's like they know the button to press. You come with this shakatakaba of yours. No, they get that, they just press that button. You forget all those shakatakaba of yours, you leave them there. Yeah, wild people. People that, you know, as a born again believer like this, you love God, you go to church, you do ministry, the moment they arrive in your vicinity, it's like, they even tell, this my wild friend, he used to tell me to my face, oh, Peter Joe, you are a pastor there at church. With me, you are my friend. Be careful of such people. People that want to compromise your Christianity and your walk with God. For they are devil. But I have good news for those people today. Maybe it's bad news. Because that relationship is ending in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us are dating wild people. You are dating worldly people. Oh, you are married to a worldly man. You are married to a worldly woman. And you are trying to talk to church. You say, what? There's another church, it's called Khabula Church. Hey! Do you know that church? Khabula Church. And they have you see, these are our songs that we sing. You know, there's a song that says, fire of your presence is consuming me, it's consuming me. It's a song about fire. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a song about fire, right? But there's also even there in the world that we're singing. You know that other one? Fire! If you think about that, if you think about that, fire! Hey. I tell you, wild people. Wild. If you have that song on your phone, we need to change it to fire of your presence is consuming me. Not this one of the wild people. You say, fire. Hey, my God. My God. My God. Am I communicating? So be careful of wild people. Their mission is to take away your Christianity. Even if they don't tell you on your face that, look, friend, I want to make you backslide. But that is the goal. The goal is for you to be like them. And you see, in this December, sometimes don't try to pull them up. In your quest of pulling them up, you see, like where I am right now, if I want to pull up Andile, it's more difficult for me to pull him up. Not to say he's a world man. No. But it's more difficult for me to pull him up. But it's much easier for him to pull me down. In fact, he can pull me down without even saying anything. He can just come and then I'm out. Wild people. Number two, wild places. Say with me, wild places. Come on, say it like a believer. Wild places.
Wild
There are some places that, you know, there are some trees that only grow at certain places. Yeah. You plant them in a certain place, they don't grow. Even mango, normal mango, mango, you know mango. Yeah. Try planting it in a certain area, it doesn't grow. Compare the mangoes in Limpopo. This is the mangoes in Mukwase. Huh? Have you seen the mangoes in Limpopo? I mean, the thing is, it's big. So there are some places that even as a Christian, when you find yourself there, you will not grow. Look, there are some atmospheres that you should not find yourself in. If you find yourself in that atmosphere, you'll be downfall, crap. You'll be downfall, I tell you. Down, finish. That's why the people that are into farming, they know, they study these things. They say, no, yeah, don't plant this year. It will not grow. So you as a believer, don't find yourself in a certain environment or a place where you know, here, I won't grow at all. Here, there's no growth for me. In fact, my walk with God is finished. My walk with God is finished. In Cape Town, there's a street. That street is called Long Street. For those that have been in Cape Town before, you know there's a street called Long Street. For those who have not been there, don't go to Long Street. If somebody asks you, do you know Cape Town? Say, yes. Say, what do you know about Long Street? Say, what do you know about Cape Town? Say, I know there's a street called Long Street. Say, how do you know about it? Say, no, I just heard it from the preaching, but I was told to not find myself there. Long Street. You want to know what is happening in Long Street? Yes. I don't think. Do you really want to know what's in Long Street? It's a valley, it's a long street. That's number one. It's a long street. And every building like this on that long, I think it's more than 5 kilometers down, or in fact 10, if I'm not mistaken. Like this. Claps, 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 disco clap, disco clap, disco claps, disco. You find yourself this December, you are in a clap. You'll be downfall. Yeah, I was so blessed the other time. I was working with the other guys. We needed something to drink. And one of the brothers said, no, we'll buy it at another shop. So we move, we move, we move. So the shop that he chose, it was actually a tavern. So we looked at the name, say, hey, brother, no, we are, it's December, chief. We are not entering. Yeah, We are not entering this one. We'd rather be thirsty than enter here. Then we are testing God life. Wild places. What are these wild places? These are taverns. These are clubs. These are stadiums. I think the preaching is working. Stadiums. It's like somebody was already planning. That how, Kota, Brother Peter, Kota. We're already getting ready, and then you are coming with the. Who was getting ready here? If you were getting ready, let me tell you something. The devil was actually preparing for you. But you see, we are wiser than him. Now we know. And my pastor taught me something real powerful. Listen to this. Never forget it for the rest of your life. Listen to this. Never forget it for the rest of your life. And I hope that you'll understand it. I'll try to explain if you don't. My pastor said something, and the quick understanding quickly came. My pastor said, you know, knowing, just knowing gets you halfway. Like just to know. Like if maybe, okay, let me say, knowing a prize gets you halfway or a step closer. If you don't know how much is an iPad, you'll be thinking to yourself, an iPad is very expensive, that you'll never afford it. But knowing how much is an iPad, you are a bit closer. Now you know. You are unlike a person with a... So now, if you know that the devil will be dealing with you at stadiums, you have won already. Amen. Because you can prepare yourself nicely, adjust and flow. So, okay, as for stadiums, I will pass by. I'm passing by. Some places I just pass by as if I don't see nothing. You just pass by. And there's something here in Mokwase Stadium. And there's also another one in Phuke. Those are the two. And I'm so glad that our pastor chose Surviving December. Do you have survivors in the house? Wild what? Wild places. Stay away from those places. Places that are full of demons. Demonic. You know, there are some places you know here I won't survive. Stay away from those places. Also, places that you yourself you know, and also places that people don't know that you're a Christian. You know those type of environments? You know those environments? You can be free, like here. People don't know that you're Brother Peter. Come on, man. Let's change the walk. We're even changing the walk. Hey, people don't understand that I'm Brother Peter. Come on, let me. Hey! Yes! This happens to a lot to university students. This one happens a lot to university students. I tell you now. Yeah. The moment you arrive there, nobody knows you. Therefore, you take off the garment of praise and you put on the garment of Egypt. And you begin to reveal your Egyptian nature. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are being set free from such a behavior in Jesus' precious name. Yeah. Say, no, they don't know me. Stay away from those places. Places where people say, let's do it. Nobody will know. You are going to a sister's room in December. You are going there. And it's just you and her. You say, I've come to visit you. I'm doing visitation. The art of following. I'm doing a visitation. Brothers said, no, I'm here. Hey, hello, sister. I've come. As I've come, say, you see something. You will see something there. Don't avoid this such places. Am I communicating? Are you learning something? What is the first one? Wild people. Number two. What is number two?
Wild
places. Are you ready for number three?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Number three is wild systems. Wild systems. South Africa in its own has a wild system. In South Africa, the system is in such a way that when you are 16 years old, you already know what is sex. It's a wild system. It's fast life. It's fun. Have you been to Sunnyside? How many of you have been to Sunnyside? Sunnyside, Pretoria. It's fun. Like it's in the morning. It's still like it's evening. Evening is morning. It's no. It's like. Oh God. Hey. One of the wild systems of South Africa is the system of debts. An average South African right now drives a car that is owned by the bank, lives in a house that is owned by the bank, watches a TV owned by the bank, sits on couches owned by the bank. It's a system. It's a wild system. It's a system. Including the clothes. You see the shoes. Like these shoes that are owned by Ackermans. That pants is owned by Pep. This one is owned by Jet. Or you want the serious ones. This one is owned by Gucci. And that one is also owned by Adidas. And if you are here and you are a child, I want to beg you. Don't give your parents pressure. Say, Mama, open an account. I want to take clothes. Open an account. It's a wild system. And it's more eminent here in South Africa. Therefore, we are aware of such a system. Yeah. Another system that is deep here is the system of festivity. The system of we like to dance and to. Hey. My pastor once said something. He said the way this system is so strong to us, even the way we walk, it's like we are walking to a beat, like just the walking. Yes. Yeah. I tell you, it's a system. It's a system. Yeah. You wonder why you don't like gospel music so much. It's because the system you are living in, it's a system that gospel, in fact, gospel to this system, it has in fact lost the gospel in it. Yes. It's a system. The education system. It's there. It's a system. And some of the systems are wild. If you abide by them, you will never love God. You will never follow God. You will never be into full-time ministry. I mean, imagine if you have to go full-time in ministry and you have debts over debts over debts over debts. Haven't you seen it in this hour, South Africa? That a person will be staying in Mukuku, but there's DSTV outside. How many of you have seen such a calamity before? The Mukuku will be there. And outside, you will see. Sometimes it's even worse. You even see a car. Am I communicating something true here? So, how will I overcome all of these things? How do I overcome wild people? That my friend who says, Chomi, let's go. So, no, Chomi, I'm going for a crossover night. No, Chomi, let's go. No, I'm going for a crossover night. No, Chomi, Chomi. And this thing of going home for holidays also. Parents, please be careful of that thing. Think about it. Think through first. Because sometimes you are sending your child to a wild place for holidays. And they left here holy. And they come back horny. They left here born again. They come back born against. As shepherds, we know. As shepherds, because, you know, our pastor is giving us the responsibility over people's lives. We know that when this one goes for holidays, the moment they come back, something has changed, man. We can't just know what, but we see, but something has changed. So if all my parents that are here today, please be careful where you send your children. Don't just send them, say, no, go to your grandmother. You don't know which friend is there, wild people. Go to your door, go to there. And sometimes we send them so far that there's no night work. Can I hear a louder amen from the parents? Are my parents in the house? Louder amen from the parents? So how do I overcome? Three keys or three word keys that you need in this December to overcome all these three things. Number one. Are you ready for it? Your ability to say no. Wild places, wild people, wild systems. Your ability to say no. When Vodacom is calling you, mommy, daddy, is calling you, say, there's a phone. We're giving it to you and we are reducing the price. Your ability to say no. Let's look at the Bible. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. Are you learning something? This should be in the NIV, please. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. I'm reading. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Can we say that line together? 1, 2, 3, let's go. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Verse 12. It teaches us to say no. Pause. Grace teaches you to say no. Grace does not teach you to sin and say grace will cover. Let me try it again. Grace teaches you to say no, I don't want it. Grace does not, I know it's unmerited favor, but I know it also says that, you know, it's even if you did it, it's like you didn't did it, even if you did it. Right? Like, you know, I'm one of the people, but, and God has really saved me from that, where I believe that, no, I mean, I just sin, and the grace will cover. But look at what grace teaches us. Grace is teaching you to say no. Grace is not a license to sin. That's why Paul asks, shall we then sin because of grace? Shall we then abide to wild people or to wild systems and to these things because of grace? No. What is the way? The grace of God appears to all men. And this is what it does. It teaches us to say no. No to what? Number one, to ungodliness. Number two, to worldly passions. Grace is what teaches you to say no. That's what grace is. So the first point is that develop your ability to say no by the grace of God. Let grace help you say no to world systems. And so it teaches us to say no to ungodliness, to worldly passions, and to live what? Self-controlled. To live what? Self-controlled. This is the work of grace. Upright and godly lives in this present age, in the last 16 days of December. Say no. Stand up and say no. Defy the system. She said, no, I won't. I'm not going to. Brother, I'm not going to have sex with you. No. Brother, I don't love you. No. Because I know you don't love me. You just want to sleep with me. No. Sister, no, no, no. No, no. Can we say no?
No.
So when they ask you, I'm fit. Why? Say, why? You must say, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God has appeared unto all men. And it is teaching me to say no to what? To ungodliness. To what else? To worldly passions. And to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this way. That's why I'm saying no. When Savannah comes, I see Savannah coming. Savannah. What do we say to Savannah? No! Then Savannah asks you, why? And what will be the answer? Titus chapter 2, verse 12. For the grace of God has appeared unto all men, and it teaches us to say no to worldly, to ungodliness and to worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. That's why I won't drink. When wild parties are coming, They're coming. What do we do? What do we say?
No.
And after that is sad. For the grace of God has appeared unto all men, and it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present. Mr. Screen Man, must be careful, please. Don't. We will say no to you just now. Praise the Lord. Yes. When Vodacom is calling and they want to give you a debt, they say you can manage it. We just check your debt record and your credit record, and they want to give you, and you must take an account and you must open an account. What do we say, mothers and everyone? What do we say? No. And what is the answer? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, and it teaches me to say no to ungodliness and to worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly in this present age. To say no. That's what the Bible says. Let your no be no. Your yes be yes. You see, in these 16 days, don't be half-half. Say, maybe. Say, are you going to Royal Bafouquet? Hey, what is the answer for Royal Bafouquet? No! Why? For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men.
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and unworldly passions and to live self-control, upright, godly lives in this present world. They say, but Kespanyo Vest will be there. But no, look, even if you bring all your bats. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Do you like this key? Are you flowing with this key? We need to close. Can I give you one more key? Let me just give you this once. Number 2. But I like this one. So this is memory verse. Let's not forget this one. Eh? Memory verse. Memory verse. Eh? Mothers and fathers, when the spirit to just show them who you are comes on. You know, there's a time you want to show people, just release all your money and just show them that you are, and organize all the brides and finish all the money. And buy clothes that are more than your income. Just buy everything for your children. And your children are coming, say, mommy, 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 buy me this and buy me this and buy me. So you must also use the scripture, say, no, girl, for the grace of God that appears to all men, it teaches me to say no to you. Therefore, I'm not buying you no clothes, girl. We're saving this money for your school next year. And all the young people said, amen. But let me just throw this one also, just for control. And mommy says, let's cross over somewhere else, not a church. What do we say to that? No! What is the answer? For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to me, and it teaches me to say no to ungodliness, to worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly. In this, therefore, I'm crossing over a church. Hey. Number 2, your loyalty to our pastor's teachings. I'm giving you 3 keys that will help you to overcome those systems, those people, those wild things. Number 2 is your loyalty to our pastor's teachings. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we are reading it in the NLT. Thank you so much. Chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Look at it. Yes. And everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will suffer persecution. We will suffer. Valley will suffer. I mean, imagine Kespan, your vest is here, and then it's like a form of suffering. I mean, that guy is so good looking, and you have to say no, for the grace of God has appeared to him. So it's suffering. But our pastor taught us that suffering is part of Christianity. We cannot remove it. And it's what gets you to another level. Yes, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The next verse. But evil people and importers will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. People who look cool, they have money, they have cars. Sometimes they are deceptive, those people. They might make you leave your Christianity. They tell you, no, join Triple M. So leave this. Sister, are you coming to church tomorrow? No, I have a Triple M meeting. Join society. They are deceiving. And the Bible also says they themselves are deceived. Mercedes-Benz is very deceiving. I was working with my pastor one day with my other brother. He said to us, you know, for you to do well in ministry, avoid such cars. Yeah, avoid them. And day by day, I keep getting understanding of why. Because these things can deceive you to think you are something. Meanwhile, that car belongs to the bank, World Systems. Meanwhile, that car is the one that brings you more problem. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 14. This is where we are. But when the world system comes, all these things come. But you must do what? Remain faithful to the things you have been taught. Don't now hear this message of surviving December and act as if you didn't hear this message.
Don't now hear the things that our pastor has been teaching you and act as if you didn't hear them. Don't become disloyal to them. The Bible talks about the people in the church of Acts that they continued steadfastly to the apostle trainings. The whole firm say, you know what? This December, I'm surviving. Why? Because I'm faithful. I want to be faithful to these teachings. And as a result of being faithful to the teachings, I'm going to survive. Remember when Jesus Christ was attacked in the mountain? He used the teachings, the scriptures that he learned. He said, no. Say, turn these stones into bread. Say, no. The Bible says a man shall not live by. So this time around, when the devil wants to bring a wild system, he said, no, I learned, my pastor taught me that this is the time where terrible times will come and I must remain faithful. This is the time to use the words that we've been hearing in this church. The Bible says in James, don't just be hearers, but also be doers of the word. How am I going to make it? Be faithful to your pastor's teachings. Be faithful to them. Hold close to them. Hold close to the words of your pastor. If you forget everything, just remember this one. You must survive this December. You must survive. And I like the last verse. For you know, you can trust those who taught you. And we can trust our pastor. We can trust that these words are from God. God is the one speaking to us. So one of the survival keys in December is to be faithful, to be loyal. Don't forget the words that were spoken in January. Don't forget those words. In February, don't forget. In March, you know, there's a preaching in around. I'm not sure which month exactly, but it was talking about the wilderness. How many of you remember the teaching of the wilderness? The wilderness. December is like the wilderness. You can take that teaching and apply it this now and overcome. There's a teaching on money, that money can be this, money can be that. You can use that teaching and overcome. There's a teaching on loyalty and finishing strong. This December, don't be disloyal. Be faithful. Be here. Remain. Don't backslide. Why? Because you are faithful to the things you have been taught. So, all the notes takers, the time to go through your notes has come. Normally, people don't go through their notes. Take notes, put them there. But now, in Alive Bible Church, it's now time to go through the notes of our pastor. Go through them. Check which key. Somewhere there's a key that can help you overcome these 16 days that are left. And I see you overcoming in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. So it says that remain faithful. Be loyal. Be staunch. Don't be shaken. Don't be moved. So when the devil comes, no. This one my pastor taught me. And another way to be there, you choose to get podcast. Listen to the messages. Listen to pastor's podcast box. Search for him. And we've been making this announcement, but today, please, if you don't have it, come see me. I'm available. We can download. I have Wi-Fi router. We'll connect you. We download pastor's preachings. You delete all the songs. And you see, if there's Matorekisi on your phone, and there's my piano, I want to declare the blood of Jesus Christ over Matorekisi and my piano in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, you understand. Praise the Lord. Remain faithful. Don't forget what you were taught. Amen. And lastly, number three, your willingness to be spiritual. Your willingness to be spiritual. Your willingness to do what? To be spiritual. Your willingness to be spiritual. Who is a spiritual person? Number one, a spiritual person is a person who bears the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The person who has the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know the fruits of the Holy Spirit, right? For those who don't know them, can we name them? One, fruits of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5. One, love. Two, joy. Peace. Patience. Gentleness. That's all I'm hearing. kindness, meekness, self-control. Praise the Lord. Yes, those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Who is a spiritual person? A spiritual person is a person who lives under the influence of the Holy Spirit. This December, choose to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Be driven and led by the Spirit. Don't allow your sinful nature to be the one that is leading you. Who is a spiritual person? A spiritual person is a matured Christian. A matured Christian. A Christian that, you know, that is able to stand. Say, no, I won't do this. I'm a spiritual man. I won't go there. I'm a spiritual person. I want us to read one scripture to survive this December. Romans 8, verse 5 to 6 in the King James Version. The Bible says, please, let's look at it. The Bible says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The next verse. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So this December, be spiritual. Surround yourself with worship. Surround yourself with preachings. Surround yourself with music that ministers life to you. Don't watch things that make you remember the world. Remember the world. Remember the world. You want to reconnect with the world. Become a spiritual believer. Become very spiritual. Why? John 3, verse 6 in the NLT. It reads, John 3, look at it. Humans can only produce human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to a spiritual life. So desire the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, it's like it kills that desire, that the sinful nature, that eagerness to want to go partying, all this vibe, you can be silenced by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is present in your life, it silences all of these voices. It silences them all. So choose to be after the Spirit this December. Desire the Holy Spirit. Come for prayer on Friday. Do spiritual things. You are free. You are on holiday. Read the whole book. Read the whole Bible. Read John. Do something spiritual. Get your mind filled with the things of the Spirit. Because if you fill it up with the things of the flesh, the Bible says that brings death. But I like this version. It says that humans can only... But the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So if you want a spiritual life today, the Bible says that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more of our Father? Who will give us the Holy Spirit to those who ask? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. A spiritual life. Desire the things of the Spirit. Can we stand up on our feet, please? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Those are the three keys. Key number one is to say no. Number two, remain faithful to the teachings of your pastor. Number three, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. All of these things are spirits. The world, this worldly thing are spirits. If you are not filled with the Spirit of God, you are filled with the spirit of the devil. So you must be filled with God's Spirit. It must be in you. And what gives birth to the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. So we are going to pray right now to ask God, Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Father, I want to overcome this December. I want to overcome. I want to survive. I want to make it this December. But I don't know how to. I don't know how to. It's too hard. The pressure is too much. Sometimes we feel the pressure. We do feel the pressure, right? Yes. I feel it too. We feel it. The pressure to dance a bit. The pressure to join the club. The pressure to be part of them. The pressure to be there, to be within. The pressure. But what is going to help me overcome that pressure? This morning we are learning the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. The presence of God around you. Be surrounded by the presence. Be surrounded by his presence. And I'm telling you, you shall overcome. You shall overcome. So we are going to pray. We're going to ask God to fill us. You're going to ask God to fill you. To fill you till you overflow. If you have never prayed for the Holy Spirit ever in your life, start today and don't stop. My pastor said something that if I was to give somebody a gift, or if I was to tell somebody the top thing of all of these things that we're trying to do, I would say to them, get the Holy Spirit, you have everything. The Holy Spirit. Get the Holy... Bishop Odiepo says, teach a man the Holy Spirit and leave him. You have taught him everything he needs to know. That's the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will lead you. He will give you strength to say no. He will give you that strength. He will help you. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to ask for the Holy Spirit. We're going to walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 25. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Galatians 5. Mashataba. Look at it. Look at it, please. Just look at it. Look at it, please. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our lives in God, let us go forward walking in line. Our conduct controlled by the Spirit. Let our conduct in this last 16 days of December that are left towards crossover 2020 be controlled. Our conduct, our behavior, our attitude, our passions, let them be controlled by the Holy Spirit. So I want us to surrender our lives to him today. Give yourself to him. Allow yourself to be given to the Holy Spirit. At the count of three, I want us to all just pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit. That's your prayer. Father, may you give me the Holy Spirit. Everybody, let's pray. One, two, three, prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit.